Be upstanding for the judge, Mr. Justice Biggles.
All right, Ginger, get the blue eyes out.
Entirely wiped them out.
Oh, sorry, old man. Thought they might have been Hitler.
With respect, Millard, how could 8 men and 4 women be mistaken for Hitler?
Well, they just had that look in their eyes. Anyway, can't we help? Here, help me off with the old helmet and boots, old man.
Well, a very good afternoon to you here from number 1 court at the Old Bailey. And, for a word of apology to listeners who may have tuned in expecting the scheduled program in our series of correspondence courses, The Burkish Way to Dynamic Living. Lesson 16, Be Patient, The Burkish Way, will not now be broadcast for another 4 weeks. This is because earlier in the week, The Burkish Way was in fact arrested and is now being prosecuted under Section 14 of the BBC Charter on 3 charges of being funny. Legal representatives for our listeners have advised us to plead not guilty. And so now we invite you to follow the trial as we...
You there! Stop whispering into that microphone.
I'm very sorry.
This is a court of law, not a bag of peppermints. Now, Asher, I think we're...
Oh, Hitler!
You are Adolf Hitler of 42 of the Bunker, Berlin. You are charged with being German on or about the years 1939 to 45, and further, of not being a very nice man at all. And also, of talking foreign. You plead guilty, or else...
My love, I'm the usher.
Speak up, Fritz, I can't hear you.
I am the usher, my love.
Where's Hitler, then?
He's dead, my love.
Ah, trying that old caper out now, isn't he? Yeah, we'll see about that kettle of fish for a game of soldiers later. What's the next case, Archer?
The Crown versus Burkish Way, my love.
Proceed. Oh!
My lad, my name is Marmaduke Smoth, and I appear for the prosecution in this case.
And my name is Sir Beatrice Crimson, QC. And I appear for the humorous wireless program, The Burkish Way, my lad.
Proceed with the charges.
Very good, my lad. One, it is alleged that on or between the above dates, the humorous wireless program, The Burkish Way, was funny by means of, or it caused to be funny, a signature tune and opening credits, contrary to Section 14 of the BBC Charter, brackets, silly openings to radio shows, provision 13, subsection 35. Two, it is alleged that the Burkish Way did obtain a humorous advantage through causing to be brought into question the intellectual competence of one or more persons suffering from the name Nicholas Parsons. In that they did willfully crack or otherwise did cause to be cracked a joke. Namely, we're omitting the reference to Nicholas Parsons' brain transplant and how the monkey is struggling for recovery. Because we don't want to get any cheap laughs at his expense. Thereby contravening the BBC Charter, brackets protection of radio quizmaster's facade of sanity. Subsection 35, my lad. Three, it is alleged that the Burkish Way did inflict actual bodily laughter upon the studio audience at the BBC Paris Theatre. And four, it is alleged that the Burkish Way is in fact Adolf Hitler. Do we have to proceed with this last charge, my lad?
Oh, very well. Strike it off.
Thank you, my lad.
Sir Beatrice, you have instructions on what pleas your client wishes to enter?
I have, my lad.
And how do you wish to plead? In semaphore, in crab language, or in grand opera?
In grand opera, please, my lad.
Proceed.
I wish to plead. I wish to plead. Plead.
plead, I wish to plead, I wish to plead, I wish to plead. Not. Not. Not.
I wish to plead, I wish to plead.
I wish to plead. Oh, he wishes to plead.
I wish to plead. I wish to plead. Not.
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 Yet.
I beg your pardon.
He doesn't wish to plead yet, my lad.
Well, how long is he going to be? I've got the bomb Frankfurt at 2:30.
I suggest we take it as a plea of not guilty on all charges and proceed with the prosecution case, my lad.
Righto, then.
I would now like to deal with the first charge, a charge of jocular signature tunes, my lad. Call the Burgess Way's signature tune.
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 It is alleged that the following credits are funny, my lad.
Do you suffer with funny openings? Are you jolly, happy, easily amused? Would you rather find yourself in bad humor once in a while? Then right now to Joe Kendall, Chris Emmett, Nigel Reese, and Fred Harris for the Burgess Ways course on how to get a party in Yes, My Dear. And you can be in bad humor all the time. Stay tuned now for this and other amazing legal loopholes as we present Lesson 16, Get Off With Life the Burgess Way.
Not guilty. Next charge.
Harumph. Very well. The next charge relates to Nicholas Parsons, my lad. I propose to show that the humorous wireless program of the Burkis Way did make the said Nicholas Parsons look silly.
Objection, my lad. Someone had got there before us.
Very well. I find no case to answer. Next charge. At this rate, I can be over Munich in 20 minutes.
The final charge, my lad, will, I think, prove more involved. That of inflicting laughter upon the audience. I would like to draw your attention first to exhibits A, B, C, and D. These letters, together with 22 others, were used by the accused in their script to make a humorous word and surrealistic routines. Now, with your indulgence, my lad, I would like to show you now an excerpt from one of the sketches which was seized by the police on Monday.
Hello?
Ha-ha, Jim Lad. Ha-ha-ha-ha. 13 men on a dead man's chest. Ha-ha-ha. Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum. Ha-ha. Stop with the scurvy knaves and slit their throats and kill all of them with the other man, so be it. Yo ho ho ho. Ha 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 ha. Pieces of ace. Pieces of ace. And after that grog landlubber. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Yes?
Who's that speaking, please?
Oh, my name be Captain Silver. Ha ha, Jim Lad. But folks as know me called me Long John. Ha ha. For reasons we won't go into.
Well, the thing is, I haven't been left any milk this morning.
Pardon?
I haven't been left any milk this morning.
No milk, eh, you scurvy swab? Oh, rattle me bones by the sword of old Mendoza and the tomb of Captain Flint. How many pints did he order?
I had 2 large gold tops.
Well, that's as maybe, but how many pints did he order? Scuttle the lily-livered scum and spice the main race with their inners.
Sometimes I think it's a waste of time switching over to Treasure Island dairies in the first place. I should have stayed with the co-op.
Now the co-op. Blister me barnacles. I'll be glad when they get this chair sandpapered.
I might say that I haven't been at all happy with your service just lately. For a start, I don't like all those new milkmen you've put on my round.
Lime Pew, Ben Gunn, Israel Hands, I mean Red.
Well, in that case, Jim Lad, that only leaves me with one other roundsman.
Oh, no, I'm most definitely not having that one.
Arr, why?
Well, he squawks too much and keeps pecking holes in the top.
All right, I think I've heard enough, Mr. Smoth. Carry on.
Herumph. Very well, my lord. I would now like to swear in the first witness.
Take the book in your right hand. Repeat after me. I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
The witness would seem to be rather on the bovine side, Sam.
No, my lord. She's just putting on a facade.
Putting on a facade? How can 400 weight of cow be a facade?
Well, it's a very unimaginative facade, my lad.
Then she is a cow.
Only professionally, my lad.
What is she when she's off duty, then?
A different cow, my lad.
Always a cow?
Yes, my lad.
I see, a cow.
Yes, my lad.
But not Adolf Hitler.
No, my lad.
Proceed.
Now then, cow, tell us what you know about the humorous wireless program, The Burkish Way. Na, gürtlich wein, schäterlich gelangt. Oh, sind ist der Rost, a gummingle program on BBC Radio. She thinks it's the most abominable program on BBC Radio, my lad. In fact, only the other day, I was talking to a couple of bullocks.
How much more of this have we got to listen to? Council is quite clearly throwing his voice in a rather feeble attempt to make it look as though the cow is talking.
Good golly, you reckon?
Of course, my lad. Wouldn't be quite so obvious, though, if he took the cow off his knee.
Objection sustained. You may cross-examine, Sir Beatrice.
Thank you. Now then, cow, I think we can clear this all up quickly and simply. If you think the Burkish Way is a reputable, honest, and fair-minded program, just go moo. I rest my case, my lad.
Right. The witness may leave the stand and clear that up.
My lad, at this point in the proceedings, I would like to call for a short intermission.
Request granted.
There will now be a short intermission.
And now, at last, the motion picture of a lifetime. The story of the greatest romance in all history. We present the RAC production of Gone with the Wind.
You would never return.
I'm sorry, I tried to take the A-12 through up.
Never mind, my darling.
Then on the Colchester bypass, I suddenly came to a diversion due to flooding on the B-1019 at Hatfield, near the triple roundabout intersection between Witham and Chelmsford.
Oh, the south or behind?
Then just as I got to Catford on the south circular, there was a two-lane bottleneck.
Yes, witness again a smoldering love scene that shocked a generation.
Oh, Rat.
Look, how can I change this wheel if you won't hold the car?
The RAC version of Gone with the Wind, in pale maroon color, together with full supporting subframe underseal and a cost of thousands, is coming soon to this intermission.
The court is reconvened.
I would now like to call my next witness, my lord.
Herumph.
You are Ernest James Feedline, a straight man by occupation?
I don't wish to know that.
Just answer the question, would you please? You are, I believe, rather a wet person.
That is correct, yes.
I understand, for example, that you drink warm milk quite a bit, peel all your apples before eating them, and frequently use underarm deodorant.
Correct, yes.
Tell the court, please, how you were subjected to a rather zany sketch by the accused.
Well, it all happened like this. First of all, my voice started fading away like this. And then... Oh, hello. My name's Feedline, Ernest James Feedline. Somebody told me you were the person to see about booking up to see a West End show.
Well, it's not quite my sketch, but I'll see if I can help. Now, what have we got? Oh, yes, sir. How about this one, sir? Harry Nielsen's The Point.
Oh, yes. What happens in that?
Well, a man comes down off the stage and pokes you in the eye with a pencil.
Surely that could cause serious damage.
No, it's quite all right. They sharpen it again afterwards.
No. What other shows have you got?
What other shows have we got? Yeah. Well, there's your Echoes by Peter Schaffer.
What's that about?
Well, that one, as far as I can tell, sir, is about a man who comes down off the stage and pokes you in the eye with a pencil.
What, another one?
Oh, yes, sir, they couldn't use the same pencil. No, because both productions run simultaneously, yeah, and it would be a bit of a rush getting a taxi to take the pencil, you see, from the Mermaid Theatre to the Albury Theatre, oh, which is where it's playing.
Yeah, well, no, I don't want that, then. No.
You don't want that? No. Well, the John Cuddy Theatre of Skating?
Does that involve a man coming down off the stage and poking you in the eye with a pencil?
I don't think so, sir, but just let me check. Oh, here we are, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh. In that case, I don't want it.
You don't want that?
No,
well,
no.
Well, what else is there? Oh, this might do, sir. No poking you in the eye with a pencil, please. We're British. Oh, sir. A bed full of pencil pokers. Well, let my people poke you in the eye with a pencil.
Look, I hate to sound picky.
Oh, you don't sound picky.
Well, no, I don't. No. But have you got anything apart from a show where a man comes down off the stage and pokes you in the eye with a pencil?
Well, now you make me think of it. So we have got O Calcutta.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Now, there's a show, sir, which involves a man not coming down off the stage and poking you in the eye with a pencil.
Oh, good. Oh, that sounds more like it.
I'll just check and find out what he does poke you in the eye with.
This witness may step down now. That will be all, Mr. Hitler. Oh, thank you. Oh, fell for it, eh? He didn't fool me for a second. Right now. I'm afraid I won't be able to judge the next part of this case because I've got something else to judge in the next court. A beauty contest. In the meantime, just carry on without me, will you?
But, my lord!
Ladies and gentlemen, we present the quarterfinals of Miss Old Bailey 1977. And here's your host for the evening, Michael Cesspool.
Your Majesty, Your Most Royal Highness, Your Grace, Your Excellency, Your Worships, My Lords, Ladies and Gentlemen, Tables, Chairs, Napkins and Cruets, Curtains, Cutlery, Things in the soup, gravy on the tablecloths, stars on Sunday, raindrops on roses, whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things, ladies and gentlemen. It gives me great pleasure now to welcome you all to Miss Old Bailey 1977. This is, of course, the third heat, but the doctor says it should get better when I'm less excited. Right now, though, let's meet the judges. First, Mr. Justice Biggles.
Good evening.
Next, a film actress who's been cut off at the bottom of the screen just at the interesting bit.
Good evening.
And next to her, a racing driver who looks out of place in evening dress.
Good evening.
Next to him, a black man to make the panel look balanced.
Good evening.
And finally, last year's Miss Old Bailey. A big lips who laughs a lot when people talk to her.
Good evening.
Well, as you know, there are 50 beauties this year, but which of the 25 girls will win? Well, the contestants have already been whittled down from 25 to 1. So, can we now have our first finalist, please? Miss United Kingdom! Good evening, good evening. Well, we must stop meeting like this. And what's your name again?
Eric Poe de Croix.
Yeah. Well, isn't she adorable? And tell me, what are your vital statistics?
21, 13, naught.
Naught?
Yeah, I got fallen arches.
Oh, what a doll. And tell me now, what do you do for a living?
Breathe.
Well, isn't she a panic? But tell me now, what job do you do?
I work on a building site as a layer of bricks.
As a bricklayer?
No, a layer of bricks.
Well, move over, Sophia Loren. You've got real competition here. Now, tell us, Miss Croydon, why do you want to win this competition?
I need the money. I got a wife and Crystal Palace to support.
Well, what a hunk of woman, yes.
Mr. Cesspool, here are the judges' results.
Ah, thank you, yes. And I'm just being handed the judges' results now.
Don't you think you ought to read them out instead of tearing them up?
Oh, yes, you're right, yes. I'll just read out what it says on the paper. Will Mr. Justice Biggles please get back into courtroom number one, where his trial is just coming to a close?
Oh, right. Have I missed anything?
The prosecution has now finished, and the defense counsel is calling his last witness, my lad.
Call the Berkisways audience.
Call the Berkisways audience.
Call the Berkisways audience. Call the Berkisways audience.
Now, you are, I believe, the Berkisways studio audience.
That is correct, yes.
And would you tell the court your address, please? No. I see. Now, remember, you're on oath. Has the Berkisway ever, to your recollection, caused you to laugh? Could they have time to think about this one, my lord?
Certainly not. Come to the point, Sir Beatrice, if you're going to.
Very good, my lord. The point is this. I submit that the laughter heard on the humorous wireless program, the Berkisway, was provoked not by the program itself, but by the continuity announcer who introduced it.
Silence! Explain yourself.
I submit, my lad, that the BBC's announcers are so funny that throughout the following program, the audience is still periodically chittering over the extremely amusing pre-show continuity material. Allow me to demonstrate with this BBC announcer, Exhibit J, my lad.
This is Radio 4. And now, the Birkish Way.
Quiet! Quiet! I find your case proved, Sir Beatrice. I direct the jury to clear the Birkish Way, and instead, I find the BBC continuity announcer, Exhibit J, guilty on all charges. It's all right, though. I'm not going to sentence you to life.
Oh, thank you, my lad.
I'm going to sentence you to the exact opposite. 4 months doing walk-on parts in Men from the Ministry. Take it away. Court adjourned. Court adjourned. Phew. Thank goodness for that. Now we can get back to some real work. Right, into the cockpit. Look out, Adolf. Here we come. Ready, Ginger?
Whenever you are, sweetie.
Right.
The Birkish Way leaves the court with all charges dropped and completely free. Unfortunately, the same can't be said of our amazing correspondence course, which will set you back £500. Send off now to Joe Kendall, Chris Emmett, Nigel Reese, and Fred Harris, and sample the incredible briefs of Andrew Marshall and David Renwick, and the additional briefs of Tom McGee, Englefield, and Liz Park. And you'll be able to get off with a £50 fine or producer Simon Brett of Stepney, whichever turns you on most. See you in court, folks, and happy night, Harry Living. Thank you.